Hi, is
Hello?
William in?
Yep, this is
Hey, William, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I'm with the underwriting department over here. It looks like your file just got passed over to us. Just wanted to give
Okay.
you a call, do sort of a kind of a quality control to make sure we're all on the same page with what we want to accomplish here. Do you have a few
Great.
minutes to talk right now?
I'm actually at my fax machine. Just loading, making sure it doesn't get jammed. I'll tell you what, just give me a minute and I'll finish the fax and walk to my desk.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Let me know
Okay,
when you're set.
you got it. Thank you. I mean, hold on.
Okay.
You know what? It's going slow, so I'm okay. I can talk.
Okay, cool. I can keep it pretty simple and basic for you. Just want
Sure.
to confirm a few things here. So, first of all, I have let's see, is it Mike as the 100% owner of the business?
Yep, Mike, middle initial F Johnson, right.
Okay, perfect. And then do you help with the finances for the business or?
No, I'm helping with the operations.
Okay,
Oh
so
yeah, we're, I'm his right-hand man.
okay, all right. So, you can at least give me the full rundown on, what you guys are
The
looking
full
for, what you
rundown,
prefer.
absolutely.
Okay, perfect. All right, so
He's actually a detective. He's retiring, so he can pay attention to Billy Ocean Inc. But he's actually a New York City detective, one of the top detectives.
oh, no way.
And so he's a good guy. We've been best friends for 30 years, but he's been through the ring. So
Sure.
he's retiring, and we're going down to operate this business.
Okay, yeah, it looks pretty cool. I was taking a look at your website. Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, it
Now.
is. Okay, we got all the cruise ships. We see that? I know what the freaking. I need a new fax machine. All right. Well, that would give me time to go on my desk. All right. So we got all the resorts. As clients, they're going to offer the tour on their activity desks, and
Yeah.
we even have the cruise ships, Carnival, Royal Caribbean,
Oh, nice.
Norwegian. They're listing us as they call it a shore excursion, so they can actually book it on the boat before they even get to Key West. So yeah, we thought that was key because each ship has about 2,500 passengers, and that was important to us.
Yeah, no,
So,
absolutely. That's a good move. That's a
so
good move. It seems
yeah.
promising.
Well,
And
they're a little bit of crooks too. They got their hand out. One of them has to take 30%,
oh, geez.
another one takes 20%. But you know what? It ensures that we're going to be booked. So
If you got if
we
the
said with
volume's
that.
there, you could. It's a trade-off to get the revenue.
Yeah, and we can always book if we book it ourselves where we don't have to give a commission to anybody else. That's fine. The website, when you try and book it on the cruise ship, it will just say filled up for that day. So,
Sure. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah,
so
okay.
couple questions for you, all right? So as far as your guys' sales go so far, I know you guys are pretty new. Do you have any idea what you're tracking to do for this year?
Yeah, we're let me just get that folder out.
Sure.
Hold on one second. Okay, yeah, monthly revenue up to $50,000, monthly expenses up to $25,000.
Okay. All right, so we're expecting.
Yeah, one of the things that will control that is how many passengers we can get certified. The Coast Guard's going to certify the boat at, on how many passengers we can take out. So that will kind of make the difference. So far, the Coast Guard's telling us 44 passengers, which would be great. Then we'll definitely be online for the $50,000 on the average, you know, depending on good weather days. But that's only projecting 4 days a week. So we are actually allowing almost 40% bad weather days, which is impossible down there because it's beautiful. But just to be
yeah, that's on the conservative side. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, perfect. So now, I'm sorry, do you happen to know the name of the representative you've been working with so far? I'm trying to pull the notes up on it.
Pete? It's got to be Pete, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, we got Pete. Let me go ahead and pull that up. All right, yeah, nice. It looks like you're working with Pete. Okay, so I see his notes here are telling me that you guys are looking for about 70. Well, there's a couple things. We're looking for equipment and we're looking for capital, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So my role here is going to be primarily focused on the capital side of things. We have your equipment file moving forward.
It
looks pretty straightforward, so we got that moving along. I wanted to iron out a couple things with you as far as the capital goes, though. So it looks like his notes say that you're looking for about $75,000. Does that sound right to you?
It sounds right to me if you can do it.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
We want to establish, one of the more important things is we want to establish a business relationship with someone. This is, just so you know, this is just the first location. We're planning on Cayman Islands, you know, we're planning on...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of potential there.
On other things. The Hydra, they're called Hydra Bobs. They're already in St. Thomas, Hawaii, Japan, and Cozumel. But that leaves, 100 locations.
Yeah, plenty of others out there.
That could be ideal. But, yeah, 75 would be ideal.
Okay.
If you can do it. I know the two words startup makes people run sometimes.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, the credit's there. Personal guarantee is there. And, we do have... We would take this as long as the terms aren't like 25% interest or anything like that. We do have a couple of options. You know, so Mike's the credit union for the police. They would do it. I can't see how they wouldn't do it. But and we have real estate equity. Didn't do that because it's a little touchy there too, especially with Mike because. He's buying out his ex-wife to get her off the deed. So we probably, at this point, there's $300,000 or $400,000 worth of equity, but just between you and me, you want to get rid of it.
No, absolutely. That's a pretty common situation.
Yeah, so we're, that leaves us with hopefully you guys, so.
Okay, now the 75. I see some notes on here that you're going a couple different avenues to try to get capital, right? So, are you trying to piece together just as much as you can right now, or is 75 the number you're trying to get up to?
No, actually, 150 would give us the enough for the. That's including the equipment, though. That would give us more than enough, and probably leave $40,000 in the bank. So, we're not, like our business bank, where the checking account is, she wants us. She wants to do business with us. So, we'd like to do that. And plus, the Key West Bank, First State Bank or something like that, they're one of the biggest banks in Florida. They definitely want to start a business relationship. And we do, too, because they're a local bank.
Sure.
So, after the smoke clears, we're thinking it's going to be Bank of Cardiff, the Florida Bank, our business bank, and maybe Chase Business, because I have a sanitation company and they handle that. Okay. So, and then when the smoke clears, we're hoping that we see 150 on the table.
Okay, yeah, so absolutely.
Might have to go to the credit union, something like that. So that's the plan.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, all right, so obviously, you know, we want to come in. The goal here, I'm looking at what you guys got going on. The goal here is to, you know, obviously set up a relationship. So, you know, I know you guys are, you know, in the beginning stages. So that obviously puts up a few barriers for us, but right. I want to work through those. So, you know, a couple things for you. We want to go ahead and try to finance the equipment needs separately from the capital. So the capital that we're able to give you, it's primarily based off of sales. So it's tied to your revenue. I want to finance the equipment separately so it leaves as much available to us on the capital side. You follow me with that?
Okay.
Yep. Now, so focusing strictly on the capital, we're looking at trying to get to about $75,000. Now, to be, you know, I want to be as upfront with you as possible. It's better for everybody here. $75,000 it's going to be a challenge to get it in full the first time around. What I do see very possible is getting a smaller amount, but doing it in a way that we set it up so it's more of like a starter introduction package that allows you guys to just make the payments on time, establish a relationship, show us that, you know, we have a working relationship, and then in a couple of months, usually about 3 months later, be able to get you more cash. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
Okay.
It makes sense. More than likely, second time around, is probably going to be for the second location, not for this. But we'll see. In any event, that makes sense. When you're talking lower amount, what are you kind of talking about?
So, and that's kind of what I want to run by you. I don't have any initial numbers yet. You just got sent over to me, so we're doing kind of like a preliminary run through. I want to figure out exactly which program to get you into. I'm leaning more towards this introductory package where we set you up with the idea of establishing the relationship and getting you more cash moving forward. So can you give me an idea, you know, with that in mind, what would be the minimum amount that would make sense for you to move forward with if we can't hit the 75?
It's a tough one, only because I don't know what's on the table with my local bank, with the Florida bank. That's a hard question. Because if there's not enough on the table, we're going to be a little bit upset. We're going to have to do plan B, and that's whatever. Real estate, HELOCs, home equity lines of credit, credit union, his credit union, whatever. Maybe private money, so that's a
okay. Well, tough question. Totally understandable.
You put us on. You know the goal here. The goal
I'm going to get you as much as I can, and we'll see what we're working with when we get some numbers.
Yeah, whether that's the introductory one,
or we might strike gold and get lucky right off the bat. Yeah.
Because if the equipment. Let's just say the equipment goes, just for argument's sake, half of the 70, 80, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That would be, that's 40. So now our goal is 110 more. The least amount of sources is good for us, too. We'd much rather work with just two or three sources, and that's it.
Absolutely.
So let's just say that's 110 more. Okay, just some personal credit cards we got. Probably at least 20, so that's 90. Now we're down to 90, and then depending, if you guys just say 50, that was 40, that's 40 more, and I think that's very workable because the Florida bank is already talking 35. You know, a lot of people talk, you know, we'll see what
we'll do. Until you get some actual numbers in front of you.
My local banker, they're definitely want to get involved with something, whether it's whatever it is, a business credit card for 20 or something like that. So I'm not really sure what I'm saying, but basically whatever the max is, we really don't want to go to any other sources. We want to keep the financial sources down to just a few. And if it doesn't add up to 150, we're going to have to go somewhere else.
Okay, I got the picture. Now, how about this? As far as the time frame goes, what sort of time frame are we looking at? How soon or when would you ideally like to have the funds deposited into the account?
Again, that can be kind of flexible, but I would love I don't want any question marks. So just for peace of mind, sooner the better.
Okay.
Especially the equipment lease, because we want to place that order as soon as possible. But that, again, it's kind of separate from you, right?
Okay, yeah, perfect. That one, okay. I'm working on that side as well, but now I'm focusing on the capital. The equipment I have a pretty good handle on. We're going to streamline that. We should be able to get you an answer for that. I'm actually hoping by this afternoon. If not, we'll have something on Monday for you.
Okay.
But on the capital, I wanted to talk to you first before I submit, so I have a clear picture of what we're trying to accomplish. I think I get the picture here. We're trying to, you know, piece together obviously everything, get as close to that number. Since you're open to taking a little less, but with the option of getting more moving forward, that's all I needed.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and give a green light on it to move forward for an approval. At that point, what we'll do, it takes about 24 hours for it. So after that, we'll know exactly what we're working with, and we can kind of clear up the picture with the amount that we have available to us.
Okay, great. And I'm sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Sam. And you know what? Let me give you my direct line so you have it. I know you're working with Pete, but if you have any other questions, I'm on the underwriting side. I can give you a little different perspective. So you can reach me at
858-779-0425.
And that will come directly to me.
Okay, very good, Sam. This is my cell phone, usually in my pocket. If you need me and I can't pick up, I'll call you right back.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
the
time.
Talk to you in a bit. Okay, thanks. Bye.